And that's actually the goal. So you'll constantly see that on this board outside, all right? You'll see it says next project, we want to replace the radiator, we want to get a water heater, we want to build an enclosure, we want to replace the carpets, et cetera, et cetera. These are all part of the upkeep of the masjid. We frequent this masjid, that upkeep becomes our responsibility, right? It's not that other people pay and we take advantage of that situation. Those people who do so, they get their reward. But so in the end, we're the ones who lose out. So if you come to a masjid, you frequent a masjid, be frequent in supporting, establishing, and maintaining that masjid. Now, as part of the masjid, as part of the coming to the masjid, and in particular as part of this gathering, we tend to bring our kids to the masjid. Alright? And many of us have little kids, and that creates a dilemma. Because little kids are very prone to impurity. And so when those children come to the masjid, they also bring the increased risk of impurifying the masjid as well. And that's something that really needs to be taken into account. And unfortunately, we are often very lax about it. And when you create that kind of impurity within the masjid, it really creates a dangerous situation. Because that type of impurity is necessary for the prayer of the musallin. Remember that there are some prerequisites to prayer. Purity of clothing is a prerequisite. If your clothing is impure, no matter what you do, no matter how deep your khushu'ah, your prayer is not going to count. If your body, you're physically impure, you don't have a state of wudu, and you sit and you drop 100 tears during your prayer does not count. Because it's clear in hadith that these are prerequisites to prayer. Now, the ground, the purity of the ground that we pray on is a prerequisite. And so if we bring little kids and we take the risk of impurifying the masjid, we're actually taking the risk of our salah altogether. So you can see how dangerous this is. Now, what you have to recognize is that accidents do happen. And no one is saying that accidents won't happen. Nor is anyone blaming anyone for accidents. They happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, we know the famous story of the man who came to the masjid and actually he urinated within the masjid. As he was urinating within the masjid, the Sahaba wanted to stop him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, just wait. And when he was done, they purified that area and they explained to the person that that was not the proper etiquette of the masjid. So all the way back 1400 years ago, this issue arose. And it will continue to arise. The question is going to be how we handle it. Alright? Now number one, and this is actually my fault, there should be some setup for the children when they come. There's really no need for them to be within the masjid. They're playing within the masjid. And so, for example, there are other rooms within the building. We could very easily hire a babysitter or take turns rotating babysitters so that, number one, the children would benefit, right? Because they should benefit. They should be here. They should be either learning Quran, learning some aspect of the deen, right? So one, that's the benefit. And two, when they're away from the masjid, there's a decreased risk for impurity, right? So that's important as well. Part of bringing them to the masjid is to prepare them before they come to the masjid. So have them use the washroom before they come to the masjid. Have them be purified before they come to the masjid so we don't increase this risk of impurifying the masjid. And the third thing is that if a mistake happens, there's no reason to be embarrassed about it. So what happens is a mistake happens and everybody's embarrassed. They just try to sort of scrub it away and then they walk away. Right? Remember that a baby's vomit is impure. Right? And a baby's urine is impure. So what happens is they bring a leaky diaper, etc. They didn't change the diaper before they came, right? So now it's going to leak, and so then some drops leak, and then they don't want to tell anyone because it's embarrassing. But actually, it's going to be much more embarrassing on the Day of Judgment to have to reveal that the masjid became impurified, and everybody ended up getting in trouble because of it, rather than just simply saying to the management, look, this accident happened in this particular area, mark it off, let the management know, and they can simply handle it. The Sharia has blessed us with an ability to purify impurity. That's a very big deal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not told us that if your clothing becomes impure, you need to throw it away. If clothing becomes impure, we have an ability to purify it. Similarly, if the carpet becomes impure, we have an ability to purify it, and we should use that part of the Sharia to our benefit. So, in those situations, number one, create as many barriers as possible. If a sister knows that she has a small child, right, and there's a risk of any type of risk of impurity, then it's better for her to sit in the cafeteria area. Inshallah, she'll get the reward. She's going to hear the talk. She's going to be able to do the dhikr, etc. So there's benefit for, we're not trying to restrict the benefit. But what we're highlighting is that we need to be very careful because as a group, we need to maintain this masjid. Similarly, if an accident happens, please let somebody know who understands the Sharia. Let one of the management know. It's very simple to clean. It's very easy to clean if we know that it exists. But if it just gets wiped away and nobody really cares, or they just try to ignore it because they're ashamed, then we all end up suffering. So that's a very, very important aspect of the masjid, especially when we have so many people coming to the masjid. And I really, really plead with those families that have children that they be very careful about how they handle bringing their children to the masjid. If you're potty training your child, that's not the time to bring them to the masjid. Alright? That's just a very dangerous setup. Right? So you can miss a couple of weeks. Or maybe you put a diaper on the child for those few hours that they're here.